Hello and welcome to Zero Hour. This is Tim Bowery. Today's show is an ongoing series that explores Richmond's thriving art scene and the people who make it happen. Every Friday at 12:30, we'll sit down at a Richmond cafe and have lunch with one of these artists. Conversation is live and spontaneous, so pull up a chair and meet some fascinating people. Today, we're talking to Rusty Davis. Rusty is the director of the Petersburg Regional Art Center. Welcome to Zero Hour, and thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
So I'm reading here that explore Richmond's thriving art scene, and then I go right on to say the director of the Petersburg Regional Art Center. But there's a lot of great history here that I think we ought to share with people about what you've done in the past. So
yeah.
If you could talk about that a little bit, I think that would a lot of people would go, oh, right, that guy. I remember that guy.
Yeah, well, we did this. My mom and I started the Chaco Bottom Art Center.
Right.
And her name is now, it's Deanna Thomas. It was Brizendine at the time.
And that whole area now is that whole, what do they call it, Tobacco Road? Is that what they call it now?
No, that's further down.
Is it?
Yeah, it's just the bottom, really.
Really?
Uh-huh. So that's condos now.
Mm-hmm.
And we were there about 10 years, so we were there a long time. It was quite enjoyable.
Why'd you do this?
For my mom, pretty much.
Really?
Yeah. She was going through a bad time, and she's an artist, and she was living in Middlesex, and she'd been to the Torpedo Factory.
Right.
And just fell in love with it, and she's always been an entrepreneur.
Mm-hmm.
And so she wanted to start an art center in Richmond. So I did a lot of the groundwork. I was doing something else at the time, but when it came to like doing the cash flow diagrams, talking to the owners about deals, I got so much into it that I couldn't turn back. So her and I ran it for 9 years.
So was her end of it was really, she was interested in the arts end of it, and you were more interested in the business end of it and became interested in the arts piece of it, or how did that work for you?
Well, it was more, I mean, she's into it because she was an artist, and I got into it because I got so far into it, there was really no turning back.
Right.
You know, and it was always hard, and it was just too much for her.
Right.
And when they made the deal, I mean, when they offered us this huge building, like 280,000 square feet,
you figure you can probably put a torpedo in there somewhere, right?
But they made the deal with me, and so, you know, I stuck with it.
And how long ago was this?
In 93, and we opened in 94.
So this was before any of that area down there, down by the Poe Museum, I guess, sort of near there?
Well,
near
the 1708 had used to be in the Chaco Bottom,
right?
But they were gone up on Broad by then, and there's always been the Eric Schindler Gallery in that area.
Yeah.
But yeah, we were alone down there.
So what kind of work? Let me get this right. So you and your mom decide to open up a space. Now, is this space, is it a gallery? Is it a, was work for sale? Was it for people to have shows? Was it studios? Was it all of the above? Was it?
At first, we had like 55 studios, and we were doing a juried show once a month.
Really?
Then we added about 15 about 2 years later. And then 2 years after that, we did the second floor, and we ended up having 140 artist studios.
Wow.
Full and with a waiting list. And
really?
When we were doing the juried shows, we could, at the height, we were probably getting up to 300 entries.
Really?
Keeping about 100. And
So people were entering from all over, not just the artists.
Yeah,
there.
It got to be regional for sure.
Wow. Okay.
But towards the end, it kind of fell apart. The owners started suing us. They kind of wanted the building back to do condominiums. And when we wouldn't give it back to them, they sued us repeatedly and drained whatever funds we were going to use to do another one later.
Really?
They offered us deals, you know.
Right.
But since they burned us so many times, it's hard to keep making deals.
Yeah.
When people are going to renege on them, you know?
Yeah,
Yeah. Or they have reneged.
Well, I mean, I guess that area was just, you know, ultimately going to turn into somebody's real estate deal. You know,
yeah, so. Well, they'd sat on it for 10 years before we went in there.
Yeah.
And at that time, they'd got it for a song. But then it stayed empty forever, and they were paying taxes, and they wanted to do something. And they really weren't bad guys. But, you know, when money's involved, yeah. that brings out yeah. the worst in a
sort
lot of people.
Anything over $100 has been what I've learned in life. Yeah. Anything under that, people are real friendly, you know. I used to buy old Volkswagens and fix them up. And I'd have, like, old ladies lie to me, you know, about, you know, what was wrong with the car. I mean, it was obvious what was wrong with the car, and I'd say, well, how does it run? Well, it runs great, you know. And, you know, it's a 70-year-old woman, and, you know, I think walked in. Mm-hmm. So what kind of shows? When you had shows there, what kind of work?
Well,
they're
juried shows. We could have anything. I mean, we had a motorcycle one time, and the part that was being juried was the detail work.
Really?
She had sprayed, I don't know, it's not spray paint, of course, it's
right.
detail.
But,
and that stayed
yeah.
there, airbrush, yeah. yeah. And that yeah. stayed there for a month, and that was very cool. I mean, we had a guy made out of toothpicks. It was like 20, 30, 100,000 toothpicks in
really?
This guy. The guy was 6 foot tall. And, you know, it was very exciting, but it always changed. But now we're in Petersburg, and it's a whole new scene.
What was the most memorable show? Well, let me just back you up for a second, because there's an artist who graduated from VCU who's become very famous, whose name I can't remember right now. But Paul Monroe, we were talking about before, who's a doctor in town who collects art, collected one of her pieces. And her piece is like a large cardboard box, and the cardboard box is filled with toothpicks. Okay, that's it. And so when you turn the box over, the toothpicks maintain the shape of the box. It's really. I mean, it's so simple and yet so elegant and amazing. Uh-huh. You know, so I said to him, you know, I was interviewing him, and I said, "So you ever use any of the toothpicks?" And he kind of looks around. And he goes, "Well, actually, yeah, I have." He said, "But you know, it's really easy to replace them."
Uh-huh.
So you know, apparently they sort of stick together. You know, those toothpicks, they just you know kind of glue themselves together. So, Well, interesting shows, other than the motorcycle and the 6 foot toothpick.
Well,
man.
They're all interesting shows because they're people coming from all kinds of different directions. I mean, they aren't maybe you could say professional artists, but you know, a lot of them were ladies in their 50s,
right.
you know, doing
yeah.
stuff semi-retired.
How'd you feel about that? Was that okay?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah?
Oh, yeah. I made
yeah,
a lot of good friends.
Oh, really? Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. So that was a big part of it for you, just the people themselves.
Oh, yeah. That's definitely a good part, big part of it.
Yeah.
It's a nice crowd.
Right. And, is your mom still making work?
Not as much. Mm-hmm. She's kind of developed mild Alzheimer's, and so she's not doing
yeah.
what she used to do.
Right.
But she's pretty happy. She's here in Richmond. I see her all the time.
All right. So you zoomed along doing this for 10 years, providing studio space, providing shows, and this was back in 93, 94. This is before First Fridays. This is before, but the only other gallery, really almost the only other gallery in town at that time was 1708, really?
An art space,
right, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
And then there was the
of
museum.
Of course, Reynolds.
And Reynolds, yeah, Bev
yeah.
Reynolds' place. And so you were really kind of way out there in front of everybody on this whole thing. And,
well,
yeah?
That wasn't really our intention.
No, I know, but it is interesting that you were. I mean, look at it now. You know, you look at the newspaper, and, you know, on the front page of the newspaper the other day was about, you know, how the whole downtown area now.
Right.
You know, you go down there on those First Fridays, and it's... it's like a different city.
Yeah.
I mean, I used to work down there in 93, 94. It was me and three guys asking me for quarters. You know, I mean, really, remember?
Uh-huh.
You know, that was it. And, you know, it was, you know, and during the day, there were people down there, but they were just on their way to work or whatever.
Right.
It's really astounding to go down there now. And I'm, you know, I think you were probably, you know, in a way, a big, big piece of that, you know, not directly, But clearly, this city moving in that direction of wanting to be involved in the arts and wanting to use the arts and wanting to appreciate the arts. So that's pretty wonderful. All right, so you're you ran into someone else's need for greed and got the heck out of there, and now you are at the Petersburg Regional Arts Center.
Yeah.
Tell me about that.
Petersburg offered us a building, and I went down there, and I fell in love with the building. I didn't know much about Petersburg, but it's 52,000 square feet. It used to be an old department store. Part of it was built in 1858, so they were shooting at it during the Civil War. You know, it's just got a lot of history. We built about 72 studios at that time, and we still do a juried show. I mean, if I had to do it again, I would definitely do it differently in that, you know, we built studios on the third floor, and I assumed we had AC and heat up there. There was ductwork everywhere, but, you know.
Flip the switch and nothing happened, huh?
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of things I'd do differently, yeah. But it's a very nice place, Petersburg.
I mean, can you rent the ones on the third floor? Do you rent them?
Actually, I'm giving away five of them this year. Right. It's kind of like a raffle. Every two months, we're raffling off a studio. So we've given one away.
So how does somebody, if somebody's listening and they're going, God, I wish I had a studio, but, you know.
You get a year lease.
How do you do it?
By participating in the juried show.
Okay.
You can have up to three entries in the juried show, and so you could get three tickets 1 month, like we just did April. So you could get three tickets in April, and the next month is May, and you could get up to three tickets in May.
Right.
And we're going to do the drawing, I think, May 11th. For the second studio, and then we'll start and do June and July, August, September, October, and November. So it'll be a total of five studios.
So, all right. So if somebody wants to get more information about what you're doing down there, is there a website? Oh, there is.
It's actually the original website, Shocko, Shockoe, Bottom, Bottom, Arts. ARTS.com.
It's kind of like 1708, which is no longer at 1708. You know, it's up on Broad Street. You know, you see a lot of things that sort of hang on for a number of years. It'd be like these weird names. So, okay. So, are the artists local? Are they
regional? I mean, we have some artists from Richmond, a couple from Williamsburg, a lot from Petersburg. Then you have Colonial Heights, Hopewell, Dinwiddie. There's definitely not as many artists in that area, but we still managed to do okay. We've rented 55 of the 85 studios that we presently have.
Wow.
But Sue, that means we have like 30 empty ones, so that's not cool.
Yeah.
And that's when we first moved there, the third floor was pretty populated, but once they realized there was no heat, no AC, the sockets were in the ceiling, and the elevator broke. It kind of went downhill.
Yeah.
And so I've been working on the third floor for the last year, fixing it up, getting sockets in every studio, and probably even add a little heat next winter. But still nobody was going up there because they hadn't been up there in a while. So that's another reason I'm doing the raffle is to get people to go back up to the third floor, hook or crook, you know.
Right,
I mean,
yeah.
But, you know, we have really good prices. I mean, you can get a studio in the basement over 300 square feet for $125 a month.
Wow. That's really great.
Yeah.
Yeah, that is great. That's worth the drive to Petersburg, really.
Yeah, well, it depends on how often you use your studio.
Right.
I mean, if you go and spend 6-7 hours there, and then it's worth it. You know, it's not good if you're from Richmond and you only go for an hour.
Right, yeah. Right. So tell me about the people. It seems like the people is what kind of captivates you about all of this.
Well, it is a lot different than Richmond. I mean, it's it's a little more country, you know. I wouldn't go as far as podunk, but, you know, it's definitely not Richmond.
Yeah.
But the people are very nice. Everybody's nice. We get a pretty good participation for our juried show. We usually have to get most of our jurors from Richmond.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay, I was going to ask you, how do the shows get juried? But
yeah, we bring them down.
Okay. Yeah. So I guess just in terms of interesting people that you've met, who comes to mind? What kinds
of... Well, we got Ignatius.
Oh, do you?
Yes,
Talk about Ignatius.
Everybody loves Ignatius.
I don't know everybody knows who he is, but tell people who he is.
He makes hats.
Yeah.
But, you know, I mean, a different caliber of hat, not just a hat.
Right,
you know?
It's an Ignatius hat.
And then, let's see, we've got Parks Duffy.
Uh-huh.
He does, like, you've seen these posters where they try to put all of Monument Avenue on one poster.
Right, right.
And, you know, do highlight on some of the buildings and squish it all down.
Yeah, yeah.
He's famous for it.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. Anybody else who's...
Oh, I don't know. Nothing comes off.
What about some of the characters who were in Shaco Bottom 1? Seems like there were some interesting people you knew.
Well,
absolutely.
I went to the Easter parade this last Sunday and saw a couple people I hadn't seen in a while.
Really?
And, you know, some of them, there's a lot of places to do shows in Petersburg. Just like on Broad, I mean, they do them in restaurants. They they do them on, you know, all of it for the second Friday.
Right.
And there's some Richmond artists who've come down there and hung seen how it was.
Yeah.
It's a little different. It's a different scene, but it's like First Friday, but, you know, of course, in a different atmosphere.
So you think the same thing's going to happen down there that happened here?
Well, they would love to see it, but, you know, the city would. I mean, you know, Petersburg, they tried to bring it back a few times, and that's why they gave us this building, I mean, free for a dollar.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
So how big is this building?
52,000 square feet. Our gallery is 8,000 square feet.
Wow.
Gallery.
So what did you have to do? I mean, did you have to go in and do a lot of work? Or?
Yeah, I borrowed about $150,000 and spent $40,000 of it just on the floor in the main gallery because it was carpet, and under that carpet was tile. Under that was more tile. And under that we found a maple floor from 1858.
Really? Wow.
I mean...
So like wide board maple floor?
No, not at all. It looks like oak planks, that width. But it's 8,000 square feet of it. And we've refinished it all. It's fabulous.
Wow.
The historic...
Do you know much about the building's history? I mean, it's been there since 18...
Well, it used to be Rucker Rosenstock. And that's like a Tall Hammers for Petersburg, where they had a tea room on the fourth floor.
Right.
Everybody saw Santa Claus there. You know, the Boy Scout stuff was in the mezzanine.
Right.
You know, when we came in, all of our circuit breakers are labeled like shoe department, jewelry counter. I mean, we didn't know where anything was. It was awful.
We should have said where the shoe department used to be.
It was quite a mystery. It still is, really. We just hit them all.
Just hit them all,
Right. There is no light switches in the whole place. You got to do it all by circuit breakers.
All by circuit breakers? Yeah, well, I guess so. So what do you see as the future of this? Are you going to keep doing this? Or?
Yeah. Well, part of the deal with Petersburg is that we stay there for 10 years.
Oh, wow.
You know, before we could do anything else with the building. I mean, I have, and I plan on fulfilling it, but it's been hard. I mean, I can't say we've made a profit yet.
Really?
No.
You're not getting rich in the art world?
No, I'm sure not. but.
Well, what keeps you going then? Why do you?
It's interesting.
Yeah.
Oh, and you meet such interesting people, and I work with my sister, which I thoroughly enjoy. I mean, she wouldn't know it really by the way we have conversations.
Tried to kill her last week, but
she won't be listening to this.
No.
You know, I like to do the tasks that need to be done. Like right now, I'm beaten the ceiling on the third floor. It's a coolest tin ceiling, but
really?
It hasn't been maintained, and it's some of the flakes are coming down, and so now I'm well, actually, we've changed from beating it to attacking it with a leaf blower. Blowing off all of the loose flakes.
Really?
They go everywhere. But once it's done, and there won't be falling a little bit at a time.
Yeah.
And
I guess you could.
And the tin ceiling looks really
it, right?
cool.
Could you yeah, sandblast?
If you,
I don't know. You probably blow
holes
in it.
If you really want a bigger mess.
Yeah, right. You know? like sanding your floors. You never sanded your floors in your house? You think, well, I'll just put up some plastic and, you know, and I mean, it gets
everywhere.
It gets, there's just no way.
This is bad enough.
Yeah.
But, yeah, and the ceilings, they're all 12 foot high. Mm-hmm. And the gallery's got a 20 foot ceiling.
So how much time do you spend down there?
4 days a week, unless
it's
the week we do the show,
mm-hmm.
and then it's 6 days.
Really?
But we're open Wednesday through Saturday, 10 to 4.
Okay.
But I tell people, don't come right at 4, you know. If nobody's
right.
there, we
right.
cut out about
yeah.
quarter to 12,
right.
you
yeah.
know. So,
but there's almost always shows up, right?
Oh, yeah. We do 11 shows a year.
Wow.
And we do 6 single artist shows every month.
Mm-hmm.
Where, you know, we feature 6 different artists. I mean, some of the areas are bigger than others. I think they par at about 26 linear feet, but I have one that's 53 linear feet, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So it'd have to be a very big show.
Yeah.
And,
yeah.
You know, we're always...
So, I mean, so that huge space you had where you redid the floor, that's all been broken up?
No, that's a wide open space.
It's 8,000 square foot.
Uh-huh.
Is that what you said?
Yeah, we do banquets and receptions.
Yeah,
a lot of wedding
say.
Receptions.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So
how do they get a hold of you about that? Go back to Shaco Bottom.
Too,
what is it, Shaco Bottom?
Or the wedding guide. Yeah, ShacoBottomArts.com.
Okay.
Or, you know, you could Google it, of course.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Petersburg
yeah.
Regional Arts Center.
Right.
But the Historical Society does an annual event there. And this year they added some lights that dangle from the ceiling about 12 feet, and you know, when you cut them on, all the little party lights,
yeah, right, yeah.
When you cut them on, you feel like you're on the set of The Young and the Restless,
really.
I mean, it's so cool. So, they of course left them up.
Oh, did they?
It probably cost them more to put the lights up than they did to pay for the rental of the facility.
What is it rent for?
Oh, it's way cheap, $400 a month. I mean, it's for an evening.
For an evening.
Uh-huh. Without air conditioning. Add $100 for air conditioning and $100 for damage deposit that you get back.
Right.
Uh-huh.
Wow.
But you can only go to 11 in Petersburg.
Oh, really?
Really.
So there's like that noise ordinance?
No, it's just
like...
to keep the wildest events from happening.
From happening, right.
You know?
Yeah.
And so we've had to try to work with that, you know, because, of course, in Richmond, they don't have any kind of ordinance
right,
like that.
Yeah.
They used to have a good time at the
Can people drink
bottle.
There? And
huh?
Can they? I mean, if someone has a wedding there,
oh,
can
yeah,
they drink
yeah,
there?
They yeah,
just
they
get their
get
own
a banquet license.
Yeah, and just do their
yeah.
thing.
Yeah, we're having a problem serving alcohol, but we're going to try to work it out. We have to get a nonprofit in there who's willing to serve it. And
yeah.
You know, it's hard because it's not worth it to anybody. I mean, to serve $100 worth of alcohol could cost you $300 or $400.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it's got to be kind of an ongoing business for the alcohol to really work
I don't
for
know.
You.
We haven't figured it out yet. We're still working on it.
Yeah.
I mean, we gave it away for years at the other place. And,
mm-hmm.
and you know, we were just lucky no one said anything.
Yeah, right.
But
or ran into the side of a bus
absolutely.
Yeah.
But not anymore, not right now. We're trying. We've got to go legit, go straight.
You got to go legit. So this tin ceiling, how old is it? Do you have any idea?
Well, 1858.
Is it really?
Oh yeah.
Wow.
Oh, isn't it?
So who owns this building?
Well, I do.
Oh, so you bought the building?
The Petersburg Regional Arts Center, Petersburg City gave it to us for $1 if we do an art center there for 10 years.
Oh, really? So it's, wow.
And we've done 4 years
and
fully anticipate doing 10, God willing.
Yeah, right.
But, you know, it's a cool building, and the city's cool. I mean, it's like being back in time. You know, everything's so old there.
Yeah,
in Richmond, yeah. I mean, they burned Richmond, and so they just don't have the old buildings like they do.
I know
there.
Petersburg is really a beautiful place.
It really is.
It is a beautiful place. Yeah, yeah. So anything coming up? Anything, you know?
Well, we just juried a show this week. We're opening tomorrow night, which would be Friday when your show comes on.
Mm-hmm.
And we do second Friday every month. So we change 6 single artist shows every month. We do the juried show every month. And actually, there's cash prizes to the juried show also. $600 worth, $300 first place, a $200 second place, and a $100 third place that we give away every month.
Really?
Every month.
Yeah.
I mean, and that has to do with the city. They donate it in exchange for the parking we let them have of theirs. You know, but it goes to artists,
yeah.
You know,
yeah.
And sometimes we only get 80 to 100 entries, and you know, so your odds are pretty good.
Yeah,
we keep about 65-70 pieces.
So you have you caught the bug? Are you making art?
Oh no, but
no.
But when my site was better, I did take a when the web just came out, probably 2001. Not when the web just came out, but I would take a digital picture of everything that got into the show and have it on my website by that following Tuesday. So you could see the show on the web, and then you could see it, you know, you could come to the actual facility and see it.
Can you still do that?
No, I just don't have the site I had before.
Yeah.
And so.
Yeah, now they charge you for the memory, and that would be a huge amount of memory for all those images.
Well, not really. I kept all the images down to 27K. They got a great button on what is that? Adobe.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah,
whatever. Yeah. Save for the web is the button, and
really?
It just changed everything. You know, it made it so easy. Save for the web.
Tiny. Yeah, I'm in the process of doing a newsletter, and I just sent it to our layout person, and she said, "I don't know what you did, but I can't get the picture bigger than 1 inch by 1 inch." I still don't know what I did. I don't know. So I said it to her again. Anyway. Well, listen, hard to believe, but we are out of time.
Wow.
Yeah. I told you it was going to zoom by.
It did.
Well, thanks, Rusty. Thanks for coming in. We met years ago when you were first starting.
93. It had 93, to be, probably.
Yeah, which was, I guess that was 3 or 4 years ago now. And time zooms by, boy. But anyway, but thank you for coming, and thank you for talking about the Petersburg Regional Arts Center. And again, the website is?
ShacoBottomArts.com.
Okay.
Or Google Petersburg Regional Arts Center.
Okay, either way. And there are shows down there, and there's a facility down there you can use for events and weddings and that kind of thing. And Rusty would be happy to work with you. And I want to thank you folks for tuning in to Zero Hour. I hope you've enjoyed our lunch together. We look forward to seeing you again on the radio next Friday at 12:30. This is Tim Bowring. You're listening to WRIR 97.3 FM Indie Radio. It's radio for the rest of us.